Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Tampa, Florida man and his wife toured Switzerland last September. But when they got home, their cell phone bill was more than every vacation they'd taken in their lives combined. Renee Redman and his wife said they travel frequently and always notify their cell phone carrier before they leave the United States. In this case, Renee said that he visited a T-Mobile store to share his travel plans. He also had been a T-Mobile customer, he says, for nearly 30 years. They said, "We're covered," whatever that meant. The couple took the trip, said that he never gave it a second thought to take pictures and send messages, sending them back during his time away. Shortly after returning home, though, that's when Renee said he received his T-Mobile bill. He looked at it and originally thought it said $143. Wasn't until days later that he discovered it was much more than that.
$143,269. And I've gone through this because I ended up with that, remember I told you, that $20,000 Sprint bill, because the data was running in the background for me, and it was a company phone, so thank God I was able to look at the little guy in the office and go, "Hey, I know this is unfortunate for you."
Our next guest is a Florida man who recently made headlines after he and his wife returned from a three-week trip to Switzerland to find that their cell phone provider had hit them with a bill for over $143,000 for data usage. Please welcome Renee Raymond.
Mr. Raymond.
Yes, I'm right here.
I was just telling these guys, it happened to me years ago with Sprint to the tune of $20,000 for data running in the background for a company phone.
Well, that's way more than you want to pay. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, well, luckily it was a company phone. I go, "Guys, listen, it sucks to be you, but I ain't paying this because my name ain't on it." And Sprint, finally, we argued about it, and they could see I didn't make a bunch of phone calls. It was literally all data in the background. And so with yours on $143,000, now, clearly, if you're taking a business, you're a businessman, you took a trip to Switzerland, Europe, you know how cell phones work. So you knew there was data roaming. So you went to the T-Mobile, right?
Yeah, I mean, we always do that, you know. And, in fact, I went there twice to tell them that we're taking a trip to Europe and do I have the right plan? They just tell me, "Yeah, you're all set. You're an old customer, you know, or blah, blah, blah." And so I went without any worries because, you know, this is not my first rodeo, not my first trip.
Yeah.
We've been over there many times, and this has never happened. And I get back here, and I see this bill. First, I thought it was $143, and then I went online. I wanted to pay, and I see it's $143,000. And some change, and I'm thinking, no way, there's no way, and this has to be a mistake. Something went wrong somewhere. So, you know, after calling, and my attorney got involved, and my, you know, even my wife called, and we went around and around in circles here, and, you know, nothing happened.
I got to know what they were saying to you when you're like, "Listen, you and I both know," I mean, because you got to be on the phone going, "You and I both know this is crazy, right? $143,000 in data. You know I'm your customer. You know I have the correct international plan for this. and I shouldn't be getting charges. So what's the person on the other line saying? Are they getting snarky? Are they like, we don't care?
No, I think they were just ignorant, because what happens when you call customer service, you're not talking to a U.S. person. You're talking to a customer service person in the Philippines.
Right. And they're like, we can't change this for you.
Right. Exactly. They have no authority. They can't do anything for you. So, you know, after a few days of realizing I wasn't going anywhere with them, I immediately changed service. I said, okay, I'm done with T-Mobile. I'm going to Verizon. And Verizon gave me a great plan. I'm paying $55 a month, and I've got everything I had with T-Mobile and then some. And what's crazy is T-Mobile sent this to collections.
What a bunch of dicks. You're such dicks. Like, because someone in line then has seen it. It's not just some service operator in another country. Like, somebody in the States had to process that.
Well, we sent letters, certified letters, to the president of T-Mobile. He never even bothered to acknowledge the letter. And so I said, you know, we're going to take this to the media, because they're more scared of the media than they are of the AG or anybody else. And sure enough, Jackie Callaway with Channel 8, it's Channel 8 is on your side.
Right.
She called. She made an appointment for an interview. And in fact, after she called me, she called T-Mobile or somewhere in that order. And T-Mobile immediately called me and apologized and expunged the debt, 100% of the debt. You owe us zero, Mr. Raymond. And it said, I know you've changed service, and we're sorry that you left us. You were a 30-year-old customer. And but, you know, this is all resolved, and it's taken care of. You don't owe us anything anymore. Well, you know, if one of their numbnuts back in headquarters,
right.
you know, had...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, this could have been resolved in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, back in October when I came back.
Yeah,
and,
for real. You should do billboards for Verizon. Like, after I got my $143,000 bill from T-Mobile, I switched to Verizon and pay $55 a month.
Yeah.
Should have you, because that's all true and that's all legal, right? Like, I mean, take some headlines, cut them out of newspapers. Man gets $143,000 bill from T-Mobile, $143,000 for one cell phone for 3 weeks. I mean, that would be, what a great campaign for Verizon.
Well, it's insane, and I've had calls from Switzerland, from, you know, all kinds of friends of mine in Switzerland. They couldn't believe it. My sister in Geneva has called me several times. I've had a call from a buddy of mine in Japan. This made it all the way to Japan, the UK, and it's crazy. I mean, I hope T-Mobile, you know, gets a spanking out of this, because they need to take better care of their customers when there's issues. And they just don't focus on, you know, issues, period.
Hey, what are you
going to... It could have been resolved.
Hey, listen.
And I would still be a T-Mobile customer.
What are you doing going to Switzerland so much? Cheese, gold, money laundering? What are you doing?
Say again?
I said, what are you going to Switzerland so much for? The cheese...
I am from Switzerland.
Oh, okay. One of my best friends is, you know, I like to do, because Swiss people do not care for this.
Yeah, my family's over there.
One of my best friends is Swiss... And whenever he says he's from Switzerland, I immediately go, oh, Sweden. Everybody loves Sweden. And it just makes him insane. Insane when people do that.
Yeah, my sister always, when I ask my sister, what would you like me to bring from Florida? And she just always tells me, just bring money. Bring a lot of money, because you're going to need it.
That's fantastic. Well, that's good.
No,
wait, Renee.
Let me ask
you something. What did you do for a living, man? That you're obviously having a great life, and you got a good sense of humor. What did you do? What kind of business did you have?
I own a commercial real estate brokerage firm.
Good for you.
I own some of my own office buildings.
Nice.
And you know, I've been buying and selling commercial property over the last 40 years. So that's what I've been doing.
So you know what it's like to run a business. And so when somebody makes a mistake and they lean into it instead of fixing it, I imagine that does piss you off.
Well, you know, it's just terrible customer service. At the end of the day, you've got lack of education, lack of training, and nobody in the chain of command has any ability to make a decision at a lower level. So they can't resolve anything.
All right.
I mean, you know, people are not calling T-Mobile to tell them, hey, where are my buttons? You know, or how do I turn the phone on? You know,
that's right.
They need to get real and understand that folks are going to end up, you know, with issues.
Well, and also, you know, you wonder what happens, Renee, to people who maybe they don't have the money to hire a lawyer. Maybe they don't have the connections to go to the media or the savvy. And, you know, I mean, how many people get mowed down and get sent to collections and a lien put on their house?
Well, you know, that would be an interesting research. I'd like to know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that you're right. I mean, there are some people who probably paid the bill, maybe not $143,000, but, you know.
Sure.
They're stuck with a huge bill, and here they are.
Yeah.
But
I feel like
I knew that there's just no way that $143,000 bill was going to stick. It's impossible.
Yeah, of course.
I would have to live 10 lives to make that many calls.
Yeah, of course. That happened to me. I was telling the guys I had a company phone, and I went to Scotland for New Year's. I didn't make phone calls, but in the background it was running, and I had $20,000 to Sprint, by the way, who turned into T-Mobile. And it luckily Sprint was based out of Kansas City here, so I had a friend who walked it in, and he went, hey, look at this. This is crazy. And they did. They just wiped it away. My company
was the best thing they could have done. But, you know, there has been so much publicity, negative publicity, towards T-Mobile. You know, this went to, you know, England, UK, all over the British-speaking continent, Switzerland, Japan, France. I'm sure it's in Germany. This can't help T-Mobile, you know. And a friend of mine who was leaving for a Rhine River cruise says, I'm going back to T-Mobile, make sure that this doesn't happen to me. So
right.
I'm sure there's a lot of people traveling now that are, you know, telling T-Mobile about this story and say, hey,
yeah,
you know, don't let this happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Last question.
They deserve it.
Last question. Would you consider adopting me? Because you seem to travel pretty well and be having a pretty good life. I'd be willing to, you could adopt me and I'd be your son.
Absolutely.
You are something else. What a life well lived. Renee, hey, listen, thank you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on and telling the story. I really appreciate you.
Not a problem. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, man. Hold on. Here's Jake. Hey, you tell me I'm ready to get adopted. Tell my parents are gone, and I'm willing to get it, sign on to another family. Yeah, I'm an orphan. Make it sad. I'd be like,
how funny is he?
Where are we going, Dad?
I just enjoy. I've enjoyed talking to him off the air the last couple of days because he's called them numbnuts every time we've talked about it. And I'm like, continue to use that. That's fantastic.
Well, old school guys who had to build something. No, you know, and they just like, hey, I'm not getting mowed down by you. And that really is what happens. If you don't have the money that guy has or the understanding, the big picture, you go into some panic. Like, if that would have happened to my mom and dad, they would have gone into a panic.
Oh, God,
now,
yeah.
They'd have had to go to collections because there was no money or somehow I'd have paid it. But you know what I mean? Like, normal people, they really do mow these people down because they'll put a lien on your home.
Yep.
It's real.
And if you don't know, you don't know.
And imagine, what if you're old, right? Let's say you're old, you're not very aware technologically, and you go on that trip, and then they just say it. Dude, there are absolutely elderly people that will do anything to avoid trouble, or the dreaded credit rating. You're like,
yeah.
My mom kept running up credit cards, and I was like, hey, I ain't paying for these no more.
Mm-mm.
And finally, Jack Ancona goes, John, he had a family member that did. He goes, we just stopped paying it. He goes, then they don't give them to you no more. It's like, oh.
You're right.
So, I was like, why am I worried about my mom's credit rating? She ain't buying a house. Like, what's? And sure enough, I stopped paying the card, and then it went away. I mean, she got, you know, turned in.
Whatever.
But they just, you don't pay it. They don't give you credit cards no more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!